And as an individual, it really isn't that bad. But when you're in the Senate, when you're one of those 100 people in the Senate, you're not an individual. You're a representative of a party. You represent a party. You enable one of two parties. We have a Democratic Party and a Republican Party. One party is dedicated to preserving everything that we progressives value. The other party said destroy us. They don't want to negotiate with us. They don't want to compromise with us. They don't even want to shut us out. They want to destroy everything we stand for. And Lincoln Chafee rep stands with the Republican Party, and he gets everything that we stand for. So it's been very frustrating. One of the things that we're trying to do is build a movement, build this people power movement, get them motivated, involved, activated, and add in with a real role in taking control of their democracy. And to do that, we need a movement. And to do that, we need people in power that are friendly to our interests to help us promote those things that we care about. So it's really frustrating when we see these so-called progressive groups like NARAL and NOW and Legal Conservation Voters and the Sierra Club pretend that Lincoln Chafee isn't the corrosive influence he is on their interests. Don't look the other way when he confirms every single one of George Bush's judges or voted against cloture. So in essence, the votes that matter, he basically passed the wrong way. So if we have Sam Alito on the bench for the next 30 years, 40 years, attacking everything we care about, Janice Rogers Brown, California, formerly California judge, evil, evil person, who the most right-wing reactionary judge on the bench, Lincoln Chafee voted for her, we'll never get 100% of what we want from any single individual. We have to understand that. And once we really internalize that and accept that, we're going to be a lot happier in politics, and we're going to have a lot more realistic expectations of what to expect. There isn't somebody that's enabling a Republican Party to give us zero of what we want. Zero. And there's a party that's going to give us 50 to 75, 85, maybe 90% of what we want. I mean, the options aren't even close. Not really that much of a choice. Not that hard to make a decision. He voted for this EPA nominee for the Clean Air Office, who was literally a lobbyist for corporate polluters. He single-handedly could have held up that nominee in committee because he was a swing vote, and he voted to let this nominee through. So it's clear that he does not have our best interest in mind. At the federal level, Chafee has enabled Bill Frist and George Bush to do everything that they're doing to our country. And we need to educate people about this. And we need the groups to stay the f*** out of these battles or get on the right side of history because they're on the wrong side of history. So it's interesting that Rhode Island, being such a democratic state, has become a sort of ground zero for that battle, the issue groups versus the new progressive movement. But we have to work together as a movement. The Republicans are so effective because they work together as a movement. And it helps that they have the institutions, the think tank, the media machine, to allow them to coalesce and have an umbrella to operate under. We're building those. It's happening. But a lot of it's education. It's teaching these groups that they cannot vote against their own interests. What I want is what Howard Dean represented before the endorsements started coming in, right? What it was, we've got 800,000 people signed up for our mailing list. We have 250,000 people who have donated money. We're building a real people power movement. And we can do this at the campaign level. And I see this happening within the next 10 years. Somebody saying, running for state house, saying, I got 1,000 people in my district who give me an average of $5. That would be pretty freaking cool. Get people behind you. Get people invested, financially invested. $5, they'll do it, right? People put a little bit of money, they're going to try to make their investment pay off. So that's the long-term vision. This is what I hope we're going to. Get away from the groups. Get away from the issues, single issues, and talk about what we as Democrats have in common value, what values are, and let's work to build people power movements, not issue power movements. So thanks a lot. We'll take some questions. And again, thanks for coming. Really appreciate it.
How have things changed for you since you came out in the open and became public?
We have been public since before the 2004 election. So now when I get nasty emails, they're addressed to me specifically, my name, as opposed to a mythical coast. So it's been fine. You know, it's been weird because it's kind of this path where we were irrelevant, then they laughed at us, and you know, now some people are accepting us, some people are hostile to us in D.C. inside the establishment. It's all part of the process, and what really kind of screws them up is that I refuse to, not always, you know, it's one reason I refuse to take a leadership role, right? I'm not a leader in any such way. And I love the fact that I'm on the road. I've been on the road for 9 weeks, and Daily Coast is chugging along nicely without me. It's, you know, completely irrelevant to the health of Daily Coast at this point. And I love that, because, you know, when I talk about people power, I really truly mean it. So you got people who try to co-opt, and they're trying to discredit the movement by going after me, or by trying to buy me off, and it wouldn't matter. I mean, it's all exercise of utility, because what we're building is much broader, and it's on purpose by design. It's a feature, not a bug, because if something happened, say somebody offers, DLC comes up, offers me $1 million, I'm taking that money. Somebody offers me $1 million, I'll be like, all right, I'm taking the money, knowing damn well that it ain't going to make a difference to the movement that's being built and the community that's being built, because it's completely not about me. It's not a cult of personality, and I'm almost irrelevant to the whole process. So,
except you're going to be a regular talking head on MSNBC.
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
You have to dress a lot better, damn it.
Yeah, no, that's why. And then maybe that I have to live in New York City or Washington, D.C., and neither is going to happen. So I'm happy in Berkeley. He enables them by voting to confirm every single one of George Bush's judges. And the ones that he didn't vote to confirm, like Sam Alito, he voted for cloture. So the vote that would matter, he actually voted the wrong way. So he is not only enabling the Republican administration that's seeking to destroy us right now, but he's also enabling the judges that we're going to make war on progressivism for the next 30 to 50 years on a federal bench. So there is no such thing in today's landscape as a moderate Republican who may be an all right guy, because he votes a couple of times on some issues, meaningless votes on some issues. He doesn't. His good votes have all been meaningless, and the ones that could have mattered and stood for something, he voted the wrong way. So
he's the only guy that voted against the war, and that took some guts, didn't it?
Well, it was going to pass easily. So there was no, it wasn't like he was a swing vote.
What's the single thing that Democrats need to do to take the Congress in this election?
I'm not even going to go there, because I'm not that confident it'll happen. I'm looking long term. I'm building a movement. Little short things. Right now, the only way we're going to win is the Republicans keep screwing up enough. So if Hooker Gate becomes a bigger deal or whatever, that's going to help. There's nothing we can do now to win. They're going to fuck up.
But, you know, one thing the Democrats never do is call the Republicans liars when they lie.
That doesn't help win votes. Calling them liars doesn't help win votes. Clearing a clear distinction about where we want to go as a party, where we're going to take the country, that's what people want to know. Otherwise, when they hear liar, they think partisan sniping, and people are tuning out of politics right now.
But it's true. It
doesn't get people motivated.
The thing is, it's demonstrably true, and so much of these lies hit home and sink into people. If Kerry had said, you know, veterans of war, he didn't serve in Vietnam, and then when he served in National Guard, he evaded that too.
The way to get him back in is to inspire them. And calling people liars doesn't inspire anybody. It inspires us. We're like, yeah!
Since she was in high school, she got a job at Graduate School of Oceanography at URI working on the eelgrass planting project. Now, you probably don't know much about eelgrass, but it's the bedrock, the absolute basis for the ecosystem of all the estuarine and bays, whether it be Narragansett, Chesapeake Bay. And eelgrass is in recession because of pollution. So scientists at the Graduate School of Oceanography have been working on this eelgrass replanting project with federal funds. And my daughter managed to get a job. So she comes home a year ago, semester break, goes to the lab to start working on her seedlings, and everybody's standing there with long faces. What happened? They canceled the funding. They totally screwed the eelgrass program. They stopped it, they cut it off, they cut the funding. So my daughter said, well, Daddy, we had all these seedlings ready to go. What are we going to do? And I said, that's how the Republicans operate. It's time to get them the hell out.